Start your day, the Torah, Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
Morning. Let me begin with a Meisen Neude. Everyone knows the story that in Tofrei Sadik 1930, there was the Polish government in the wars was terribly anti-Semitic, and they started to Mishanayin in Yonim Pnimim, in internal Jewish matters. And the government there wanted to make a gzeira that you couldn't become a rov of a kila unless you have the limud chol, yes, you have a degree. V'chu adin melamdim in Talmidei Torah and in Chadorim. And they wanted to establish some kind of moatzah datit, some kind of like a religious council. And all the frayim will have it. It was a terrible gzeira. The Chofetz Chaim, although he was a zokin muflik at the time, with Gival, he went to Varsha. And he sent a telegram, a letter to all the rabbonim in Poland to come to Varsha together to metachas eitzah to have him avatul the gzeira. And he sent a private letter, amongst other things, to the Belzerov, the Baron Belzer. And at the time in Varsha was the Tarnopolerov, Belzer chosid soruf aramish agana goinim atzadik kodesh v'tor. And he went to the Chofetz Chaim, and he said, the Belzeruv is mamish, very frail, very chosh, weak. And it's along the sea from Belz, which is in Galicia, all the way to Varsha, which is in Poland. It's a long way, he doesn't have the kuchas. Maybe he could send in a tzig, a shliach, and he'll... So the Chofetz Chaim, begoidel an v'sanusa, he said, I can't tell the Belzeruv what to do. Or, but Ayid will want to be Moser Nefesh, Levan Kvei Tremayim, should come here. The Belzerov heard what the Chofetz Chaim said, and immediately packed his bags. He went to Varsha, and punked in Varsha. Varsha was like miles away from Belz, like a different world. And there were very few Belzer chassidim in Varsha. So there was that one Belzer chassid, a very well-known person, an activist, called Rav Shimon Stockheimer. And he told the Tarnopolerov, the Chofetz Chaim Sashorin, the Ruvet Kumendo, and like nobody knows him, he won't get the COVID, which he's worthy of. So the Chofetz Chaim Sashorin says, Zozefnish, don't worry. The Belzov is a chatadik, is loyal. Ubevchinas Yosef. And by Yosef it says, Bon Le Soad Ali Shur, we said last week. And Kachava, when he came to the Banhoif, to the train station, there were tens of thousands of people to greet the Belzov, and they brought him the Chavid. They walked him to his Achsanya. And actually, the Chofetz Chaim himself went to the Achsanya of the Belzerov, who was by a Velvel Zlatopola. They were Chernobyl Enoch both. They were his uncle. And the Chofetz Chaim was so weak at the time, they carried him in a chair when he had to go somewhere. But when he came to the Zlatopola Rebbe's house, it was like up a stairs. They wanted to carry him, his name, to a Tzaddik Muslim gate. Chaim, like 90 years old, he went himself with Velde Gatirka. And they had the Asifas Rabbonim, it was Yom Monday, Rosh Chodesh Shvat, Tofrei Tzadik. And they decided at this Knesset of Gedolim that they're going to send the Mishlachas, a delegation to the Prime Minister, and argue their case very forcefully. Who are they going to send? So initially they wanted to send, I'm not going to mention his name, but the Chodesh Rabbonim, I have his forum, Agana Goinim, Enikul from the Gedolim Apostolim of Poland. And he should go, because not only is a gong, but he's a sharp person, and he speaks fluent Polish, and he could be a good representative for the Jewish people. The Belzerov, who said, Chas v'shalom ha'yul is here. Right? He says, you want, it's a steer in a obey. You want to send, right, someone to the government to argue. Not that we, Rabbonim, shouldn't have to learn Goyish languages and Goyish Madaim, you know, sciences. And who are you going to send? The Rav. It's like the famous story I said the other week, that when they went to Gzeira of the Levushim, they wanted the Eden to wear Goyish Levushim. So Rav Yitzchak Vurke wanted to get in contact with the Moses Montefiore, who was a big Askin and a Gvir, and he had the Ksharim in Hoich Avensis, right? And the Kotzker laughed, and he said the famous Taish Tepasuk, Al tiftachu b'nedivim b'ven odom she'ein lo yitushu. Don't put your faith in those people, for them personally, it's not a Yeshua. If Moses Montefiore, with Allah's and Milus, right, but he's a modern person, he wears whatever, Goyish Levushim, see, he's not going to be able to defend. Tell that up, the Gemara says in Psachim, someone who's going to look for Chametz, he's going to eat from it, but it's a steer. So at the end, they sent the Mishlachas who went, the Chafetz Chaim, the Chvedev Atzmai, together with the Imre Emes of Gir, together with the Akedah Yitzchak of Alexander, and the Belzer. That's not what I want to tell you here. The story, what hits me, is, I think it was at this convention, a different Asifa, the Rabbanim were being done in Yonim Ha'imdim Berum Mishlachas, to save Yiddish, right? And one of the Gedolim there said, to the site for Mincha, the Belzerov, Rabbi Belzer said, it's enough time. Enough time. And they waited, you know, and eventually they went to Shelz of Tavening, what we call in Lubavitch, a Belzer Mincha. Long. So this story was set over by the Chafetz Chaim's Eidim, Remendel Zaks. I never knew him, but I remember his Levi. He's a Tifa Zokini pathway in America in the Lamids. And he said that he was looking at his shirt, and he saw that his shver from Meiriv, which was the Mincha basis, he davened two Meiriv. He davened Shmei Esrei from Meiriv, and a second Shmei Esrei al Sashlomo for Mincha, because the Chaim obviously paskin, daita in the Mishnah Berurah, that you can't daven Mincha after Shkia. So it fulfilled this man. I felt this man what to do in the next tefillah. You daven tashlumim, one for Meiriv and then for Mincha. So he went over to his shver afterwards, like shver leivin, like Yaldeinu Rabbeinu. Or but the din of tashlumim tefillah is only if you forget davening ba'onos, right? Here that they told you, they tell everyone it's time for Mincha, and the bells would have insisted that there's enough time, right? So how is that called an onos? This is such a moiritika maitha. There's so many hilchos and gevirta that you can learn from this story. So the Chafetz Chaim said to his Eidim, Remendel Zaks, vi is nor faran agressora oines, vi de belzerov sitzt, bestellt sich uf daven in daven mincha. The belzerov is sitting here, and he sets enough zeit for me to get up and to daven mincha, impossible. So that's why I'm an honest. That's an incredibly deep story and tolerance, or whatever. It's good. If I had the time, I would have, whatever. But learn the lesson, think the lesson yourself. Don't forget, the Chafetz Chaim is decades old in the Belzer Rov. The Belzer Rov was at and Tafri Tzaddik was only 3 years or ever. Okay. But the Shaila is Fakert. Why did the Belzer Rov insist on davening later? He knows there are rabbanim from Litta, from whatever, who paskin shkia, sofsman minchis b'shkia rishoino. In London, you could argue. I mean, the Chizmak Rebbe has a ganze two tshuvas in Divrei Hatziv, Meridik. I can start telling you the lumdus is actually a Mogen Avram and Reish Laman Aleph who paskins because Mincha, even though it's going to get Korban, it's not going to get the Tomid Gufa of Ben Arbayim, it's going to get the Hakrova of the Mincha, which we'll talk about in a minute, right? Which could be done even after. She had the whole lumdus himself. But why was the... Look, when it comes to Mincha Gedoyla, not Davi Mincha Gedoyla, you could tighten it there, Rishayim hold that Mincha Gedoyla is only B'diov. So you want to have Mincha Tad. Fine. But everyone agrees with Mincha Katani, you can daven. You don't got to wait till the last minute and stretch the envelope according to... So why? What's the vorte? You see that tzaddikim, certain places, by the Rechayim, by the Yisach Moshe, by the Chafetz Zofer, they daven incredibly late, Mincha. Why? It may not be my personal meaning, but why? To understand this a bit, let me just tell you a vort. It involves a bit of gematria. You can work it out very simple. In the piyut, we say Yom Neroim, we say Has Kategor V'Kach Sanegor Mekoimi. What does the word Mekoimi here mean? It's a bit out of place. Has Kategor, silence the prosecutor, right? V'Kach Sanegor, the defense attorney Mekoimi. What's right? Says the Bar Neverov and Chamerta a Moiridi Gevot. Which one of the three Oves HaKadoshim represents Yira, Pachad, Gvuros, Yitzchak? Yitzchak is Yud, Tzadik, Ches, Kuf. How are you mantik the gvuris of Yitzchak? How do you sweeten that, right? Always, as I said countless times when we dealt with the Shemus on the other side of the mezuzah, you take the letters before or the letters after. Trust me. Okay? What are the letters before in the Aleph Beis? Yitzchak, Yud, Tzadik, Ches, Kuf. A Tes, a Pei, a Zayin, and a Dalit. Add them up, Nu, Rabbi Shlenbuch. 186, which is Gematria Mokim. Mokim is used like in Hamokim Yinachem. Mokim is Shem Avaya, in Akor. Hello? No? Yud times Yud, K times K, Vav times Vav, K times K, 186. Gematria Mokim. What are the letters after Mok, after Yitzhak? After a Yud is a Chof, after a Tzaddik is a Kuf, after a Ches is a Tes, after a Kuf is a Reish. What do you got? 329. 329 is Gematria Sanegar. Has Kategar, Vikach Sanegar, Mikoimoi. You take Mokoim, the letter with Gematria, the letters before Yitzhak. The letters after Yitzhak, and you get Sanegar. Hello? Okay, now you gotta work, you gotta be alive here a bit. If you take Mokim and Sanegar, 186 and 329, put them together, what do you got?
615.
You can't count. 515. What is 515?
Tefillah.
Reschanon, right? Uh-oh. If you take 515 Tefillah, what's the adifus, the extra of 515 of Tefillah, Reschanon, over Yitzchak 208? 307. Take a guess which one of the four Imois, her name is Gematria 307. Hello, are you guys like...
Rivka.
Very, right? Who is Yitzhak Zivig? Rivka. Yitzhak plus Rivka, right? What did it say by Yitzhak? What did it say? That he stood up to Davin, Linoichach Ishtoi, because Yitzhak and Rivka is Gematria Tefillah. Hello? Therefore, what happened when Yitzhak went to get married to Rivka, to Mazavig with Rivka? It says, "Vayitzei Yitzhak lo suach pasod." And Chazal say, "Ein tzicha ela tefila." Right? Yeah. So now he would made a tefila. Which tefila is that? The tefila of mincha. Yes. Hello. What is the root word? Yitzhak is a gevura. What is the root word of gevura? You're not going to be a genius. Says the Brisku Nasayim, "Gever gimel beis reish." Again, work it out. What are the letters after a gimel, a beis, and a reish? 307, which is Gematria Rivka. And what are the letters before gimel, beis, reish? Beis, aleph, kuf, which is Gematria 103, which is Gematria, come on, mincha. So, So what did Yitzchak do when he's gvur and pachad, right? He goes, he's mezavig with Rivka, he goes and he wat davins tfilas mincha. Why is that? Because he wants to be mamtik all the dinim here, right? Yes? Yes? Which is why when Rivka sees him, right? Imagine you going on a shidduch, first time, you never met the person, right? And she's going and she sees her basherter, right? What does she do? Vatipol me'alagomol vatiskas. Great, like a great first impression. You fall off the camel, right? Yeah, and you... Just reminded me of the story while I'm talking. There was a guy who was mashkiach or something, whatever. And give me a share. I should tell you, I don't want to tell you this. He went to Chaim Kanievsky, right? He doesn't know how to drive. He's learning how to drive. And he already failed two driving tests, right? So he asked him for a bracha, he should pass the driving test. So Chaim Kanievsky looks at him, what do you have to drive for? Because he says, you got to go in the mashkiach and the yeshiva over there. And he lives over here. He says, so why don't you buy yourself a donkey? He said, Rebbe, like these days, like from here to there, right? A donkey will take me 12 hours. Oh, so why don't you buy a fast horse? A horse goes faster than a donkey, than a chamer, right? He's trying to say, you could get yourself a job here, you don't got to go schlepping, whatever. Anyway, the point is, he's going on a gomel, right? I don't want that. He's going on a gomel, right? Yes, hello? And what does she do? She falls off. Vatiskas. What's the gematria of Vatiskas? 886, right? What is 886? The three, everyone knows, the three miluyim and the Shem Elikim. No? Aleph Lamed Pei. Lamed Mem Dalid. Hey, it can be spelled three ways. Hey, Aleph, hey, K-K-K-Yud. Which will grant you either Shin, 300, Rotsei, 295, and Eretz, 291. What do you got? 886. So she was, again, the whole idea of the Zivig of Yitzhak and Rivka is to be Mamtik, all the Dinim. Yes? And therefore he went to daven mincha. Why? Because mincha, it says in Zohar, is the tefillah of dinim. The sun is setting, the slowly erev, right? And that's the tefillah of Yitzchak. That's what's been discussed in a minute. That's why it says, when does, the same thing Eliezer, when does Eliezer daven, whatever, to make his bechino, who is the zivig of his Yitzchak? Leis erev. Again, the same time. Why lafka leis erev? Right? Yes? And he says, the one who will say, Ashkieni, the Gamalech, is Oysa Yachach. Why dafka then? What's the riot? So the Balaturim in Parshas Bereishis. You have to be careful when you say this. The Balaturim says, Zohar, a male, is Gimatria Brocha, and the cave is Gimatria Biklola.
What?
Biklola. A zachar is a bracha, and a klol. What's pshat? The cave is a klol. It's like, you know, get shot for something. You know, the pshat is azoy. Bracha is to be mashpia, b'loshem brech, to give. A zachar is a mashpia, and a nekeva is a klol. To be mekabel. To be mekabel, some to be a yitur, to take and not to give, is a klol. Not a vos, right? The nekeva gets married, and then she becomes a mashpia to her family, to her kids, to her husband, etc., etc. That's why the Gemara says, Erech and Daf Yutes, Sapta Beveso, Sima Beveso. If you have a grandmother, a baba in a shtub, that's a bracha, that's a treasure. And therefore, just like Zohar in the Keva, is like the Shemesh in Yireach. The Shemesh gives off light to the Levana. That's why when a woman gets married, when do women get married? The first Mishnah in Masechta Ksuvis, hello. Besula nisus liyoyim haravi rashi tevis levana. Right, it's levana. But the purpose is that the levana, the kola of darkness, which is kola, should be in this hapik to brachas. Therefore, you have stars. Otherwise, known in lashon hakodesh kichovim. What's the gematria of kichovim? Come on, chaver, wakey. 98. What else is 98 in the Torah? Kolus. Hello. Yes. Hello. The idea is the mahapich, the kolos until, yeah, hello? That's why, by the way, when you get married, Dafka, you have Sheva Brachos. Hello? How many days are in Sheva Brachos? Work it out. Seven, very good. How many meals a day, Chazal say? Two. So it's two meals for 7 days, which I think leaves me a total of 14 meals, right? Hello? Yeah? Says the Chusharim, in every one of the 14 meals in Sheva Brachos, if you have seven brachos, how much is seven times 14? 98, because the Sheva brachos on Mahapech, the Kolos, the Tzadichetz Kolos into 98 brachos. Why? Because you're getting married. Marriage, you got the drift. Okay? So what happened with poor old Yitzchak? He was born with a Neshama Denukva, as we said many times. And then by the Akedah, he got a Neshama Deduchra, and then he was able to have children. And therefore you want to say someone who represents Gevura, severity, harshness, whatever, to turn the Kolos into brachos. Who do you need? Someone who's a Bechina from Chesed. And therefore Rivka is the one. Rivka, scramble the words, the letters, you get the word Haboiker, which Boiker is Oyer, is Bracha, etc. By the way, that's why she fell off the camel, right? The famous vort from the Moshe Rebbe, I've said this before, Moshe Rebbe brings from his Zayda, from Chesed of Kashmir and others, when it says, Vayavorech ha-gmolom l'chutz l'ir l'eitz erev l'eitzeis ha-shoivis, why? Gemalim, the word gemil is chesed. Before Mashiach comes, and we won't have many milis, about Avraham Avinu was told, b'chach choizvim, the ksima of Golos will take place in the chutz of gemil chesedim of the midah of Avram, right? And therefore, he's trying to be poiled for the future. And therefore, you know what she said? It is very funny when they meet the first time, right? She falls off the camel, right? Which is funny, right? And then she says, Rivka says to Eliezer, Miho ish halazeh ha'olech basodel likroseinu. The man of community, if he's going in the field, likroseinu to us, against us, this way, that way, what the direction of Lechura is totally irrelevant. And why does he call them? Eliezer answer? Who had doidi? Previously, he said he called him Ben Adoni. His master is what? Yeah. Avram. And Yitzhak is the son of the master. Now, Yitzhak Guf is called the master. Many, many questions here. The bottom line was, Rivka is Midas HaChesed. And that was the test that she belongs, actually says, in Beis Avram. And then she gives one look at the fellow, and he's Midas HaGvura. The Lashon of Rashi is, Rasa Oyuse Hodur Vitoye Mipon. He's Hodur. Hodor is a yofi which is chitzoni. It creates hodor, right? The opposite of hoid, which is a yofi pnimi. And she says, this ish is hoilich likrosenu. He's opposite us. I represent chesed. You're giving me a zivid with a guy on the CV. Everything is just the opposite. So who does Eliezer tell? Hu adoini. You look at Yitzchak and you see Gvura. If you look Tifarayim, you see that the Pnimiyas of the Dinim of Yitzchak are really Chsadim. As we explained many times. I have no time here. Whatever. Okay, so Lechura, the idea of Tfilas Mincha, which Chazal say there's no Tfilah in the day which is more Choshev than Mincha. The Isra'at and Toysta says in Sachem Peizayim, there's a Chaluk and the Chliyakar, all the Tfilas of the day are answered through Mincha. It's the day when a person can be Oyer the Bezrachim, is really because Mincha in itself is the Tfilah of Yitzchak, which is Dinam and Gvura. But Mincha is the Amtaka to sweeten the Gvuras of Yitzchak, right? Which is Gvura. By the way, where did Yitzchak daven? When was he miyasid Mincha? Now, L'chur in next week's parsha, Vayetze Yitzchak L'suach Pason. Tosfos asks, but the Gemara says, Chotzef alay man de soli bebika. The answer is brought from the Chiddush Harim, where, because Esav is called an Isha Soda. Soda means without any boundaries. You're poruts. You have no gedorim, you have no stjogim, you do what you want, your heart desires. That's cool. He's the boundary. He's the wall. He's the chayma. Alain is midasagvur. I said 1,000 times. You remember I said a story that the Chafetz Chaim, the Rebbe Chaim Vassal, Hashem Yikavdov, met the Belzerov in Marimbad, and he asked him, "What's this idea of Moshe Rabbeinu davening 515 tefillos?" So he told him the famous answer, Belzeruv. I've said this 1,000 times. I hear it at Shema Brachos all the time. Because it says in Kabbalah that the Eibushter came in Machna Shalei with his celestial angelic forces, the Machna, and they built the first wall of the Beis HaMikdash. Machna's Gimachi 103. Hello? Then Avram came and built the second wall. Yitzchak the third wall and Yankov the fourth wall. Like the Gemara says in Pesachim, like Avram Shekari Har. Har is 2 times 103 in Makayil. Like Yitzchak Kari Soda. Soda is 3 times 103, Elke Yankish Gerle Bayis, which is 414, which is 4 times 103. And the Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to build the Tikra, the wall, the ceiling, which is 5 times 103, which is 515, Vaschan. And Rav Shor adds, Ish v'isha, the Gemara said, Soita Yizayin, Zachu, Shechina, Shri Yiminayim, Ish v'isha, Makayil, Gimachia 618, which is, you bring the Shechina down. Fine. Why is 103 a wall? What's going on here? Because a wall is midas hakvura, is making a yoga. You want to build a base midas in your house, you need walls. Not every Tom, Dick, and Harry, and not every Shmerel, these things do you need to have in your house. That's a wall, right? Choyma. Nervos, the choyma is bechitzonius, but the pnimius, by the mialdas, what does it say? Vatirena ha-mialdas, is likim, the batin, the dara. The Gemara says in Shabbos, the house is Yerushalayim. But inside, the pnimius of the house, that's full of ava and chesed and goodness. But the outside is what? Gevurus. So Yitzchak, going back to establish point one, Yitzchak, davin mincha and yamam tikvurus. When was the beginning of Amtokas Gevurus? Not next week's parsha, this week's parsha. By the Akedah, as I explained countless times, Avram, Velikim Nisa es Avram. Why is it in the Soyan for Avram, not for Yitzchok, as the Zohar famously asks? Because if you're Midas HaGvura, shechting someone is not so hard. If you're Midas HaChesed, you have no Gvura whatsoever, and you're Avram, and this fellow is full of love and kindness and compassion and sweetness, him it was difficult. It was in the Soyan for Avram, not for Yitzchok. Right? Nor it says, Es, Malikim Nisa, Es Avram, Es is a Ribu, Yitzchok is also included. The Zohar says the idea of the Akedah was to connect, to combine, Maya, Ba'asha, water with fire, and fire with water. Avram becomes Yitzchak. Suddenly he's Midas HaGvura. That's why it said, hello, the Sultan said to Abishter, he made Avram this Mishta Gadol, this great feast, right? And he didn't bring a Parachat V'ayelechot, right? So the Ibrahim, if I'd ask you, the whole Suda was made for Yitzchak. If I'd ask him to be Makriv Yitzchak, he'd also do that. What did the Satan Taina? Satan Taina, everything Avram did so far, the first 9 Nisyonis, don't forget the Ibrahim's Kach No. But be omid bin Nisoyim Vakosha, right? Shall the Yomer ain't Mamish Berishayim? Why would ain't Mamish Berishayim? 9 terrible Nisyonis. Now, everything you did here, the two, because that was your Teva. Being a nice person, that's your Teva. To work against your Teva, that's the question, right? So what happened by the Akedah? Avram becomes Yitzchak and Yitzchak becomes Avram. We switch roles. Vayomer lai avi. Vayomer lai hineni v'ni. Says, are you my father? You know, when it says that the Leitzani Hador said, May Avimelech Nesabrasara, what did Abish do? Tzarklis, the punish Yitzchak, Damish, Avram. Everyone realized, Avram, hey, is Yitzchak. What's going on here? Why did, how could, what kind of crazy thing? May Avimelech Nesabrasara. Everyone, how could Avram be the Saches and give birth to Yitzchak be the Sagvur? They're two opposites. Usually fathers and sons are alike. Right? So what did Avram, Yitzchak asked Abishter. Yitzchak asked his father, Avi, are you my father? Like, do we have anything in connection? Avram says to Yitzchak, Ich bin you, I am you. I am now Midas Agvura, and you're going to become me. Are you with me? So far? Hello? And Vayelchu Shneim Yachto. Okay? And that's why Eile told us, Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram, Eile is Yitzchak. Right? That the avoid of Yitzchak is now Avram, and Avram is Yitzchak, is all one and the same. So if you tell me that Mincha is Antokas Agvurus, and the beginning of Antokas Agvurus is after by the Akedah, there's many more to say, but I'm going to give the kitchen, right? Kumtois, the Shoirish of Tfilas Mincha, is not only next week, when Yitzchak goes to the Akedah, when Yitzchak goes to Suach, but to marry Rivka's Chesed. It's in this week's Parsha at the Akedah, now you have the beginning of Tfilas Mincha. Let me explain. They are beautiful vort in Tfilas Minchas. And if you, I have no time here, so if I had the time, I would go through this gewaldige lumdus that you could bring out from this gewaldige inyonim, but I have no time. You know, we say, let me just back them, a question, two questions. Yom Neroyim, we say in the Slichas, Mi Sha'ona L'Avravino Maria, Hu Yanein. Mi Sha'ona Li Yitzchak, by the Akedah, Hu Yanein. I understand well Misha Anal Avram Bahar Maria. It says in Chazal that the Chazal say that Avram said to the Abish, okay, you be Nishpat, you get your oath, I'm making an oath, I don't want to go down from this place until you explain, until whatever, when Yidin will sin, whatever, the Abish will give him a Slicha Mechil. Said the Abish, I'm going to be judging your kinder Rosh Hashanah, right? And all you got to do is blow the shofar and you'll be masked, the schus of Akedah. Yes, sir. Says Avram, I hate to like be sound like an apikur or something. Avram asked the Eibishter, what in the world is a shofar? And Avram's cheder, and in Terach's house, they had no shofars. What's a shofar? Says the Eibishter to Avram, turn around. And he sees an ayil nechaz besvach bekarnov. That horn is a shofar. Blow that, and as we say in the Zechrinus, Rosh Hashanah, right? V'akeidus yitzur kayayim lezarei v'rachim tiskur. Fine. So I understand Misha Onel Avram Bahar Maria. What in the world is Misha Onel Yitzchak? Where did Yitzchak say anything at the Akedah? What's his piece? Where's his tefillah at the Akedah? Hello? Okay. Behektim. We daven 3 times a day, connected to 3 Ovis, or connected to 3 the Karbonis, right? And both Elu ve'Elu Divrei L'Chaim. Yes? Why can't you a simple klutz kasha? But klutz kasha. It's mamash a klutz. You have 3 tefillahs. Shacharis, yeah. Why is it called Shacharis? You daven in the morning. And Ma'ariv, because you daven in Arvis. Why is Mincha called Mincha? Can anyone tell me? It's an obvious question. Tosfos asks it in Pesachim Daf Guzay. Tosfos gives 2 answers. If you could explain me off the bat what Tosfos means, I will, I don't know, roll a peanut from here to Tzatmar. With my nose. What? Hello? Tosfos gives 1 answer, because Shacharis, right? Yeah, Shacharis, it doesn't have any other name. Right? So you call it Shacharis in the morning. Aber Mincha, what else could you call it? So they called it Mincha. Call it Sarayim. You have Shacharis, Sarayim. And when the Dovid HaMelech say, Then Tosfos gives another answer, because Mincha is gewaldige Yisrotzen Elio Anovi, Anini Hashem Anini took place in Mincha time. Big deal, why is it called Mincha? Hello? I don't know how it answers anything. We'll soon see. Right? Yes? You with me? There's a gewaldige, because Friedman brings a gewaldige from the Geras Hatil, from Rabbeinu Chaim Achi Amaral, and so brings the Shul in a nutshell. This is Machmar, which I could spend hours talking about. This gewaldige word. When you bring up a korban, did we say the chachris and mincha are connected to two tamidim? Hello? What do you bring up by tamidim? To kvosim, right? What else do you bring with the kvosim? Seilis, lemincha, blula, b'rem, and kotzerida. Yeah? You bring up a korban mincha, and together you bring the sochim. Cool. Hello? So the korban, the flower that you bring together with the keves, it's called minchas nesachim, because it's together with the wine. Hello? Yeah? What happened? Says the Rabbeinu Chaim Achi Amaral, and the Shalom HaKodesh, Yitzhak said, okay, Avraham Avinu is bringing me up as the korban. You'll be the sel, lo ilu b'ni. Fine. What about the nesachim? What about the korban mincha? So therefore, he decided to daven mincha to be mashlim the korban mincha that wasn't brought. You ever heard that's what it's called? Right, hello, anybody with me? Hello, everyone's happy. Go home. Bit of a problem here. Hello, hello. When is Yitzchak planning on bringing on davening this prayer, right? Which is going to be keneged the mincha soilus, yeah? No, stop. Forget about it. We're saying now that the emes tefilas mincha starts at the akid. Because Yitzchak realized that Avram made a, whatever, right? Made a mistake here, whatever. He's bringing me to Muras Taseh. But where is the mincha, the meal offering that comes together with the animal offering? Hello? So he'll daven mincha. One second. Hello, sweetheart, I know that, yeah. He'll daven, and that with kavon is he'll be able to be boiled up the carbon mincha part. The mincha part. Shtel zich the shayla, there is a sefrei, which is mefurish, right? That if you bring up the mincha before you bring up the carbon, it's possible. I would imagine Yitzchak was planning on bringing up his tefillahs, doing whatever, poil his yichudim, before he's killed, not after he's killed. Before. Yeah, it makes sense, right? In plan A, you know, the way it's seen in the passage, right? So, but if you bring up the carbon mincha before you bring up the keves, it's possible. So what's he doing? Can I ask you another klotz kasha? And what did Avram think? Why? Where was his? He also knew halacha. The Gemara says, "Yuma kima kima kavram aminu kol atayir kul actually nitna." So what's he thinking about? Okay, so let me ask you another klotz kasha. I have no time to lie. It's a gorgeous stuff. I got nowhere. When did the Akedah take place on the clock? Machlekes, which day, or Shani, or Kippur, whatever. We could talk about it today. When did it take place? In the morning, the afternoon, the evening? Tikkun Chatzos, can I get what? So, so there is a gewaldige moide, it's awesome. A meiser ekech. There's machlokes. I can be Urias from the words of the Python, which everyone here when they fast erev Yom Kippur cotton, you say it every time, right? In the slichas, right? Avraham Avinu, it says it was a boiker in the morning. A boiker, he went to bind Yitzchak, right? The whole thing took place in the morning. In Zohar HaKodesh and many other, I'm not trying to elaborate. It was in the afternoon. Ben Arbay. How could both be right? Oh. Says the, I'll tell you another klutz kasha, obvious kasha. When you bring up the korban, yeah, the kohen has to bring gizrei eitz, right? Yeah. How many kehanim have to set up the gizrei eitz? What? Two, you say? Hello, you sure? That's your final answer. Oh, by mincha. For orcha kehanim, right? Two. Shim by yechois, right, in the Gemara? Two. It says, for orcha koyin, singular. So from here we paskin, and so brings the pasuk Rambam to meet him himself. Him shachris, you need one. Ben Arbayim, carbon talmud Ben Arbayim, you need two. Can you explain to me what the logic in that? Why for shachris one koyin sets up the right, and by mincha two? The answer is gorgeous. Says Ma'aser Rikeach is beautiful. It's mamish gvaldik. Who strung up, who tied up, who bound up Yitzchak by the Akeda and set up the Mizbeach? One person. Therefore, you need one for Shachris. But then the Abish, the Kurdamala, cries out, take him down. Right? Now what happens? Avram is having his tefillahs, and now suddenly comes the Abish, says, look behind you, and he finds the Ayil. Now, by the time he got around to be Makar of the Ayil, you know what time it was? Mincha time. Don't forget, Chazal said the Sultan couldn't bear this. He tried every shtick. It took him ages to be able to get this free, this aisle. I got into Geschäft. And by now it's Mincha time. By now Mincha time, Yitzchak offered to help him with the setting up. The shechting, he had to do it himself. You know why? Because the Abraham commanded him. Right? Yeah? And it says in the Mefurish and Pasuk that Avram personally, individually, singularly took the aisle. You know why a deep answer is? Because I know you found out. You know what happened to Yitzchak at the Akeda when he took the Machelas, Lishlitz Benoi, his Neshama Poro. Where did Neshama go? Into the aisle, says the Ramam Yifano. So when Avram shechted the aisle, he was shechting the aisle together with the old Neshama of Yitzchak, and now the Gabriel Shemachai Mesim, the Brach of Tchisam Mesim in Shemachai Mesim, three times a day, is the Brach of Yitzchak. You do it. Hello? Oh, so he dared not touch it. This is my father's business. Hello? But who actually set up Yitzchak? His nicha, why the halacha is that the seed of the Shnei Gizrei Eitzim is Chayanim, plural. Just like, by the way, did Chazal say, just a whole shmooze in itself, you could spend another 20 hours talking about it. According to the man, the Amr was Yom Kippur. Who does the Avoid Yom Kippur? And anyway, if it was, Yutus Kislev was the Akedah, whatever. From deswegen, Chazal said, Mefurish that Avram Avinu asked the Abishter, why am I having Teshecht? You know what Avram's Mida is? Chesed. You know the Zoyer, Shitas HaZoyer, and Parshas Nosei is a Kohen and Al Teshecht? No, he doesn't have to. Shitas Sher Bezor. A Kohen cannot Shecht. Because a Kohen is Bechin Osei Chesed, and Shechting a Korban is Gevura. The opposite. That would shmuel, daily. Yeah, hello. Yeah? Therefore he said, what's going on here? Obviously, it's not even my father, so where's the seller oil on you? That's why there was a kitter, because you haven't shechted ever before. What the kitter of the sultan for the court of Yakeda? You don't shecht. Why didn't Avram Avinu shecht till now? Because he's midl tachesed. The shechit is... He doesn't take... By the suda, he didn't bring any carbon. Like, parachot, like, ayolachot. So the Abraham... Right? Because Avram is b'vchin also chesed. Right? Chesed l'Avram. And therefore he can't go around shechting. Right? So the Abish just said, now you're going to shecht. Now the ultimate shechita. Right? So he had to do it personally, but Yitzchak what? Was the one who helped him. The Aricha, the Eitzim, that was done by Yitzchak. Yes? Okay? And therefore, Avram Avinu already made shachris by Sidoim. I remember Mabuykir goes on Sidoim. And then he made a shachris proper with the Nesachim, with all the Mincha, whatever. But now he's bringing up the Ayil. So now they made a partnership. Avram brought up the Ayil, which is the actual Korban Tomid, the Korban. Yitzchak now davened, and Yitzchak's davening was poiled at what? That his davening should be Mimokim, the Korban, Mincha, the Nesachim, the Ktoires, and all those other Inyanim, which are connected to Mincha. Right? What can we learn from this? And Avodah Zarah Hashem, just briefly to finish off. Why is Mincha considered like in deepest form? Kli Yoker says this in a few places. Like Mincha, like the korban of Yitzchak, the tefillah of Yitzchak, is like so derhoibin. What's a mile of? Let me just give you bekitzer. Does the Yaris Dvash, the Rebbe Bein, let me tell you a chazal. Dirshu Hashem b'motzei, k'rubi, sikoriv, right? Ve'ela likeinu ki yarbel l'sloyach. So chazal say in Medrash, which everyone goes crazy about this Medrash, what's ki yarbel l'sloyach? Zeu asiru sa'eifa, shevitur HaKadosh Baruch Hu mishalei. The Asir Sa'ifa, the Eivish was Mevater, his own Chel. What's this? The Eivish was Mevater, Mishaloi, and therefore Asir Sa'ifa, what's going on? Now, the Rebbe Bienesen explains in Yarish Dvash, in Chel Galaf, when you bring up a Korban, it has to be Keneged, should be like you, as the Ramban famous. What happened there? You remember there were two guys who were created first at the beginning of the Bria, called Kai and Hevel, two children? Hello? And Hevel brought up a carbon, it was accepted. Right? Why not? Because what did Hevel bring? What did Kayan bring? Priyadam. What's wrong with Priyadam? They were just like vegetarians. What's the problem here? The answer is very simple. Because you bring up the carbon, it should be you. So in you, you have the Chelek Hagashmi. But you also have the Ruach Halikim, the Ruach Mamala, the Nefesh, Nefesh Chaya, you're a person. So who could take, who's a substitute in lieu of you? An animal. An animal has Chayas and the animal has the prosta, dead Geshem. Therefore, if you bring up just the flax, the Pishtan, it's only the Geshem, but there's no Ruach Chayim in it. Therefore, Chayim's was Mavak. Shtelzif the Klotzkasha, ask Rabbi Rabbeinuson, hello? Could you bring up a Karma Mincha? It's flour and oil and a bit of salt. Where's the Nefesh Chaim? There's not. So really, like, if you think about it, a carbon mincha is like a carbon of a Chaim. It's a vegetarian carbon. There's no Ruach Chaim. And the Eibish needs, that is, says Rabbi Moshe, I'm really thinking about it, that is the Eibish, there's Mevatar and his Chelik, the Vayipach, Va'apav Ruach Chaim. And you could bring up a carbon mincha and with that you get kapur. Why is that? Because who brings up a korban mincha? Normally you got to bring up a bullock and a no, a dal shebedal, it's the lowest person. When is a korban mincha mechaper? With the lowest of the cheapest, most, right? When a person realizes that he's a dal. As we say, we have no way to turn, and I can't afford. I don't have right. That kind of korban is niskaper, because why? David HaMelech says, "Leiv nishper v'nid kelikim lisif." A broken heart is most derhoibin. Who's the one of the three of us who represents the leiv nishper v'nid chamidus agvura? Yitzchak. So the tefillah of mincha, which is a shvacha tefillah, you're in the middle of a business day and your partner is calling in this way, and he puts out everything. It's not like you went to mikveh before davening mincha and you put whatever, you sat there for 3 hours being misbuyin and godless abuyin and shifl sa'odom and whatever. Like you're in the middle of a busy day and every year torud, right? When from desfeg and you put it, by my review, you could learn dafyomi before, you can see it. Mincha is the mitten or whatever, the sun's about to set, chapa mincha, right? It's a korban bedali. But when does it work? When you realize that you're bedali dalas. There's gerada a masham. I have no time to elaborate. The gvaldig a masham. I have no time to, whatever. He says, by every other carbon, if you didn't do tshuva, you're in the gedder of zevach rishoyim teva. Achutz a carbon mincha. Even if you haven't been all the dikduke at tshuva, but he says, based on a menesvich hacham and brachas, that's a whole geshmak of lumnus. But when a person realizes that gornish, and he has no eitzin, no one else to turn to, that itself goof is the kapar. And therefore, that is the maila of the tefillah of, in other words, when do you get this maila? Right? When do you get this mail of the korban of dalus, and it's mechaper in a tuzuf? Right when you realize that taka has garnished. I'll leave you with one story. I said the story in the sermon. It's a muri digamaisa. A few years ago, came to Manchester for one night. Choshver Rav in Israel called Yisrael David Grossman. I know whatever. Used to be called in the Lamids. They call him the disco rabbi. He used to go schlep out people from discos. He did makariv. A guy with a shtramel, with a lelever, Kaliner Chosid, going into this. His father went there to Yisrael, became known as the Mamar Shivan Kfar Chabad, Yisrael Grossman, a Ghana going. Anyway, so he came to Manchester for one night. They asked me to host him. He told me stories. I had a gavala. I remember it vividly. I think it was the only time in my life. My wife was in America. It was the only time in my life I ever cooked supper. I think not before and not after. I remember that night, first time I ever cooked. I think last time. I cooked a whole meal myself. I was hosting her. Anyway, to cut a long story short, he told me I'm mice. I'll tell you this. There was a fellow from Eretz Yisrael called Mati something or other, who was like the head of the regional thing in Galil Takton. And he went in a conference for like municipal, I don't know, whatever, in Germany. right? And there's this conference, and at the end of the conference, a German parliamentarian in the Bundestag comes over to me. You're from Eretz Yisrael, yeah? Could you do me a personal favor, a gewaltige personal favor? What's the favor? He says his father just died, like recently. And before he died, he's sitting there on his deathbed, and the father tells him, after I must tell you, before I die. He says, in the war, I was from Hitler, Yamach Shemoy's Luftwaffe. In the arm, in the Air Force. He would bomb. And one of the targets bombed was Schulz. And he reduced plenty of Schulz into rubble. And one day he wanted to have Hanoah and Nachat to see what he destroyed. And he goes to the town, he's in the same city as he. And he went to see the bombed out Schulz. And he's sitting there and he finds a scroll made of parchment. Right? And in the war, things with material were very scarce. There was rationing it. And he took his knife and he cut the shtickel from the parchment. And he took it with him. And he made from it like a portfolio, a folder of parchment lasts. And for 40 years, he's keeping this in his house. And whenever he has important documents, his passport, his whatever, his inyanim, papers, he keeps in that. And he thought, like, he's dying and he's about to meet his maker and who knows, whatever. Asher Al-Kain, he wants to, they should get rid of this. Give it back to the Jews. He says, next time you see a Jew, right, a Jewish person, you're a parliamentarian, you deal with people, give this folder back to the Jews. And tell the guy, the Jew, to go to a rabbi, a rov, he'll know what to do with it. Finished. They give this folder, and he gives it to this Moti guy. He's not a frum guy, but he knows the rov in Migdal Emil Emek is a lovely guy, and a personal person, and he comes back to Israel with this folder. Rabbi Grossman looks at it, sees Nebuchadnezzar, it's a safer Torah, a cloth. And he looks at it more carefully, and he sees that the Sefer Torah is a writing from the Sefer Torah, is Parshas Kisovei, and it's a Teichacha. And he's looking at it, and he says, what's the lesson from the Teichacha? If the Eibishter sends you a message, and you think it's carry, it's mikronikra, it's accidental, and you don't take the lesson to heart, right? Then the Eibishter goes with you, Hamas carry, more petch. And the moral of the story is, there's a whole other story too I want to tell you about in Kamakoyim, that if you're living in a kufa of difficult kufas, of Midas Hadin, right, then you have to chap some seichel to be mis oyer, and a yid, that's the lesson of Tfilas HaMincha, the Akeda, that a yid has the ability, mehapich dinim, into mamtik all the dinim, and to bring only brachas and shuas and refuas for us and for all of Klal Yisrael.